Okay, Rabbosai, let's go back to in the Gemara. Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Amar Reb Acha, Amar Reb Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Reb Ami. Some say it's Reb Abba, not Reb Acha, but whatever it is. Zomer, I'm sorry, I did that already. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Kahana. Zomer V'tzarech Le'etzim is Chayiv Shtayim. Achas mishum kotzer, v'achas mishum noteya. If you prune a tree, and you need the wood that you cut off, so you chayiv twice. You chayiv for kotzer and noteya. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef Lechore says the same thing. Hayman de katal aspasta, chayiv shtayim. Achas mishum kotzer, achas mishum noteya. If you cut down aspasta, what's aspasta? Animal fodder, it's shachas, Rashi says. It's low grass. It's almost like hay. It's like the type of grass that you cut to feed the animals. Yechayv shtayim, kotzer, and noteya. Amar Abaya, hayman de kaniv silka. Over here, kaniv silka means it is attached to the ground. If I cut like a beet that's attached to the ground, the same thing. Amchayiv shtayim, achas mishum kotzer, v'achas mishum zereya, or noteya, whatever it is. That's the Gemara. So l'cha'ora, there are three cases that you're chayim shtayim, zomer v'tzarech la'etzim, aspasta, and silka. There is a diuk in the Gemara, though, that by zomer v'tzarech la'etzim, the Gemara says it a little bit differently than it says by the other cases. Dun, dun, dun. Look carefully at the Gemara, Chevra. Right? This diuk, I think, is powerful and important. Mr. Haller, you have the diuk? Nachnesht. Okay? Zaymer vitzarech le'etzin. By aspasta, does it say vitzarech le'aspasta? By silka, does it say vitzarech le'silka? Not in my version of the Talmud. Right? In my gears of the Gemara, it doesn't say that. Halo davarhu, why would that be? Why would it be that the Gemara only says Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim? Is that a strong diuk?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, fight with me.
I think that when it's the first time, it's obvious that the other two examples that it gives are also talking
about. Oh! So you're saying that the Gemara says tzarech le'etzim by Zomer and hu hadin by the others because it's the same thing. That could be. There was a Greek Jew who learned like you. He died in the year 1327.
Before Moshe Rabbeinu or after?
What?
Before Moshe Rabbeinu or after?
He was after Moshe Rabbeinu, before Rav Moshe Feinstein. He lived in Provence, and his name was Rav Menachem HaMeiri. Now, I'm trusting my notes on this one because I couldn't find the Meiri on Shabbos on my shelf, but look it up on the Bar Ilan. I think the Meiri writes about aspasta also that you have to be tzarech la'aspasta. No? What?
I'll let you know.
Okay. You'll let me know. Again, what you're saying, Ben, what you're telling is that the Gemara doesn't have to say v'tzarech because it's evident, it's obvious. And if I remember correctly, the Meiri says that. However, it's also nitan lahei omer that this diuk is a strong diuk. And for some reason, tzarech la'etzim is only required by the etzim. It's not required by aspasta, and it's not required by the silka. Okay, let's pause that, hold that, and go into the Rashi. Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim zakt Rashi. Zomer lehatzmiach hagefen. Rashi says that I'm doing the zemira to make the gefen grow. The Prima Gadim already in his Sefer Rosh Yosef, which also was not on By the way, the yeshiva just bought all the rebbeim a laptop, so I might be able to do stuff without having to look for some on the shelf. But the Rashi Yosef on this perek of Shabbos is not on the shelf. They only have the Rashi Yosef perek Aleph through Vav, I think, on the shelf. Perek Zayin, they don't have on the shelf. The Rashi Yosef is the Prima Gadim Sefer on Shas. The Prima Gadim of Yosef Teumim wrote comments on the Magen Avram and the Taz in Erechayim, on the Shachna Taz in Yerideya. It's like what we call a super commentary, a commentary on the commentary. It doesn't mean he's like a superhero. But the Prima Gadim was also Rosh Hashiva, and he said Shiurim. So the Rashi Yosef are like his Shiurim. So Prima Gadim raises the question, how come by Zoymer, Rashi says, Lahatzmiach HaGefen, implying that my kavone is to make the Geffen grow. Why does Rashi say that? L'cha'ayra, it will be a psik resha. Whenever you do Zoymer, it's going to grow. And even if I don't have kavona, even if I don't have kavona, I should be chayiv anyway. That's the Prima Gadim's Kasha in the Sefer Rosh Yosef. Is Rosh Yosef in the Bar Ilan? I don't know.
I think so.
Okay, so let's look that one up. Okay, but whatever it is. You'll trust me on this Me'iri, we'll look up the Rosh Yosef. But the Rosh Yosef has this diyuk. How come Rashi has to say that my kavona is lehatzmiach hagefen? Now, if you would ask me, I would say that there is no diyuk at all. No diyuk at all. If you remember, we said a vart from the Egle Tal, when we learned the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam as to whether Zomer is an Av or whether Zomer is a Tolda. So the Egle Tal told us that there are different types of Zomer. There is Zomer, which is a very professional type of activity that requires a mumcha, that you have to know exactly where to cut the tree, the vine, whatever. And that Zoymer is going to be an Av Melacha. But then there's the less professional way of doing it, where sometimes you can mess the whole tree up, no? If I do Zoymer in a less professional way, so Ken Zayn, I'm not going to cause additional growth on the tree, but if anything, I will injure the tree. I'll make the tree grow worse, no? This, it could be that what Rashi means by Zomer Lahatzmiach HaGefen, the kasha is, shouldn't it be a psik resha? The answer is that no, it might not be a psik resha. If I don't know what I'm doing with Zomer, Ken Zayin, I'm going to mess up the tree. The kasha, it should be a psik resha, is implying that any way I'll cut the tree, I'm going to make it grow. No? But if l'cha'ora, again, this is Torah according to Schwartz. I don't know if I'm right. But if l'cha'ora, we are correct that the pa'ula of zemira is not automatically going to cause growth. It depends whether or not you know what you're doing. So I would contend that that's precisely why Rashi has to say l'hatzmi'ach hagefen. Because b'lav hachi, it's not the pa'ula of noiteya, it's not making the tree grow. Sir?
Gemara in a line says, mishum noiteya. So I don't know why Rashi says it right now, but it's obvious.
The Gemara says, mishum noiteya. No, but that's the point. The point that Rashi is making is that I'm only chayef mishum noiteya if I know what I'm doing.
Then you should say that by
Noteya,
not by Zomer.
No, but the Pu'ula of Zomer. Again, Mishum Noteya is like the result. The result of my Pu'ula called pruning is that I'm causing growth. That's Noteya. But it has to be Lahatzmi Achagefen, because if it's not Lahatzmi Achagefen, I'm not causing growth.
Right, that's why Gemara says Noteya. If you weren't causing growth, Gemara wouldn't say Noteya.
So are you agreeing with me or fighting with me?
I think...
I mean, I like people who agree with me. I think, again, I'm inclined that this is the pshat in Rashi. Not sure.
I think I agree with you.
You agree with me? Good. Okay. That's pshat one. Another pshat that we could say within Rashi is Azoi. Again, why does Rashi have to say Lahatzmi'a Chagefen? Right? L'cha'or, it should be a psik reisha anyway. So in that, in our new beloved friend, the Minchas Ariel, on Daf Kuf Gimel, he has this little piece. He sends you to look at Kuf Gimel over here. So Minchas Ariel suggests that, you know, sometimes I do the same pu'ula and I'm chayiv two malachos. That's like what all these gemaras and Ein Gimel Mebeis are going to be about. I do one action, I'm chayiv twice. But sometimes those two malachos have a different shiur. What's the shiur for kaitzer?
Grogeres.
All malachos of food this year is grogeres. What about noteya? What's the shiur? Noteya zayreya.
Machlokas,
Rashi, and Rambam. Good. You're hitting home runs today, right? So it could be that this year is a kosher hu, no? It could be that, again, within Rashi, it might not be true, because Rashi holds that the shear only, right? Rashi write that only by Choresh the shear is a kosher hu, implying that Noteya Zayreya the shear is not kosher hu. But if we would say against Rashi over there, so then I have this interesting scenario. How much do you have to be, do you have to cut to be chayiv? Because I'm doing one ma'isa. I'm going to be chayiv both mishum kotzer and mishum noteya. Well, what's the shear? Is the shear a grogeres, like it would be by kotzer? Or is the shear a koshahu, like it would be according to the Rambam, by Zereya / Noteya? I don't know. So it could be that what Rashi is saying, where the Yesod of Lahatzmi'ach HaGefen is to tell me that, you know what, since this is your Kavana, therefore we judge the Shi'ur based on that Malacha. If not for the fact that this would be my Kavana, I would not be chayiv unless I have the shiur of a grogeres. But because my kavana is also for noteya, therefore the shiur is going to be a shiur noteya. Again, it doesn't work within Rashi.
Even
what?
Even for goatse, the shiur is going
to
be...
Correct. Since my... Now that's already razzle-dazzle. I don't know.
Why would you do that? Why don't you just say that you're chayiv for goatse only kavana grogeres, and you're chayiv for...
So again, I could say that, but that would be a little bit strange. Because l'cha'ora, the Gemara says, I'm chayiv shtayim. That means for one pu'ula, I'm chayiv twice. If there are two separate shi'urim, I can't say that for one pu'ula, I'm chayiv twice. Because, right, I'm doing half of the pu'ula, I'm chayiv for this. Then when I finish it off, I'm chayiv for that. Right? Look, the pashtus in our Gemara is saying, you do one thing, you chayiv twice. No? Isn't that like what our Gemara gets at? And once I'm within two different shiurim, again, I think the ha'ara is a strong ha'ara about the different shiurim, at least within the Rambam. It probably is not pshat in Rashi like we noted. Okay, let's give a third pshat. The third pshat is the famous Maharal of Prague, which, by the way, the Rosh Yosef, apparently, whenever we'll find it, also says.
Yes.
Huh? He says it also. Does he quote the Maharal? No, I don't think
that
so.
That is very similar words, but I don't think I don't know.
So they develop a yesod that you are not chai, that there's no din of psik reisha if the totsa'a, if the result of the malacha is not immediate. By the malacha of noteya zayreya, the kasha is, shouldn't you be chayiv even without kavana because it's a psik reisha? The answer, says the Maharal and the Rosh Yosef, is that no, psik reisha is only chayiv when the maisa and the totsa'a happen at the same time. But when the totsa'ah happens after the ma'isa, so then we will not say the din of psik resha. Ad kan devarav. Now, first of all, does this vart agree with the Rashash or with the Minchas Chinuch? The Rashash, Nachon. According, right? You can't say the whole vart of this Maharal of Prague, Rash Yosef, whatever it is, that there's no psik resha on Noiteya, which is the same as Zireya, because the Totsa'ah, the result, right, is not until later on. That means L'cha'ora, that the Chiyub is not right away. And if the Minchas Chinuch is correct, that I'm chayiv just for putting the seed in the ground, so then I'd be chayiv right away, and therefore the din of psik resha should apply. The whole shtickle term is zetmin. You see from the Maharal that he's assuming like the Rashash. If the Maharal would assume like the Minchas Chinuch, he'd have no, right? This is why Melacha Shabbos is going to be very geshmak, because every discussion that we have will be totally in every other discussion. So you got to be holding. You're going to got to keep me on my toes. You had a comment?
Could it be different, the Minchas Chinuch and the Rosh Hashanah, talking about putting a seed in the ground versus cutting the tree itself? Someone would be motivated to
It could be. You know what? It could be in theory, but I need a real svara to be mechalik. Because L'cha'ora, Noteya and Zireya are co-avos, and co-avos should be governed by the same, right, by the same halachos. So it should be the same achleikas.
So the Rashash definition, the Rashash is a time frame of 1 year chayav for planting a seed is when it's nishrash. What would be his time frame for zomer?
I think when it begins to increase its growth. Right? Again, we had a similar idea, if you remember, last Sunday when we said over from Rav Nevinsal the kasha of increasing growth. Remember, by what's the difference between by otzitz nukov, moving it down, right, where you're increasing the amount of growth, and mashgamayim lezerahim. Right? So we had the same type of idea. There also... Mashkemayim Zoraim
was
Noteya or Zoraya? Mashkemayim Zoraim, the Chaira is Zoraya, but again, it could also be Mashkemayim Ilanos, which would be Noteya. I mean, like, watering could be watering the tree, could be watering grass. It happens that in that Gemara and Bayit Katan we're discussing watering grass, but I don't know.
I didn't say one possible difference is that it is 100% possible to water a plant and within few minutes, you know, maybe an hour or so, the leaves get much brighter and
yeah, so that's interesting. But does that happen with grass also? I don't know. Like, sometimes my grass begins to, like, get whitish. Again, I live in the Heights, so I have no grass. But sometimes, growing up, I had grass. So sometimes the grass begins to get whitish. I think when you water, I know, like, when my kids go to my parents during the summer, so they like to play with the hose outside. The grass looks much better after the kids play with the hose. I mean, the grass looks better. The mud on the side of the grass looks much worse. But kayadua. Ah. So the Maharal of Prague and the Rashi Yosef have this yesod that the din of psik resha is true only if the mice and the totsa'a are, I'll teach you a Yiddish word, fabundik, only if they are bound together. But if I have the mice and the totsa'ah being separate, then there cannot be a din of psik resha. Now, why would this be? So, in order to understand why, we have to go back to the famous chakira regarding psik resha. Look in the Kovetz Shi'urim of Hagon Rebbe Chanan Wasserman in Ksubis Os Yudches. This is the Aleph phase of psik resha. It's a little bit hard to understand exactly what he's saying, but what Rebbe Chanan is saying The way it's understood is that there are two ways of conceptualizing psik resha. You see, psik resha is an exception to the rule of davar she'eino miskaven. Davar she'eino miskaven means I do pu'ula A, and as a result of pu'ula A, pu'ula B happens. This is like what we spoke about on Thursday. I drag a bench. No? Dragging the bench is pu'ula A. As a result of dragging the bench, pu'ula B happens. But pu'ula B will not necessarily happen. And I don't have kavana for pu'ula B. My kavana is I want to give learning groups in camps. I'm moving the bench from here to there. Right? I don't have kavana to make a charetz. If I make a charetz, that's davar she'eino miskaven. Davar she'eino miskaven is a machlokes hatanoim, whether you're chayiv or potter. We pass in like Rib Shimon that davar she'eino miskaven is potter. No?
Mutter.
Thank you. Davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. Thank you. Right? We pass in like Rib Shimon that davar she'eino miskaven. I made a mistake in terms of malacha she'ein tzricha guf and davar she'eino miskaven. Davar she'eino miskaven is mutter. That's what we pass in like Rib Shimon. Beautiful. However, if it's a psik resha, let's say, like we said from the Magen Avraham last time we learned, if I have a super duper heavy bench, that every single time I drag the bench, it's going to dig a hole. It's a type of bench that you can't pick up, no? If I could pick it up, that's davar she'eino miskaven, because then I won't make any hole. But if I can't pick it up, so I'm going to automatically dig a hole. So then I am chayiv because mode Reb Shimon b'psik resha. Right? That's a yisul that the Gemara has like in a bazillion places, that Reb Shimon is maskim that you're chayiv on psik resha. So Reb Chanan has the famous chakira.
Chayiv or putter?
What?
Chayiv or putter?
Chayiv, put to death. Bring korban, bad. Right? That Moide Reb Shimon, that you're chayiv on the psik resha. Why? So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Domo, says, I believe Rabbi Chanan was killed the same day that the Dvar Avram was killed. Did we speak? The day that we spoke about a Divrei Yechezkel, so the Dvar Avram has the same Yesod basically in his sefer as the Divrei Yechezkel. I just called it Divrei Yechezkel. The Dvar Avram was the Rav of Kovna. Rabbi Chanan was the Rosh Hashiva in Baranovich. Rabbi Chanan was known as one of the three major Talmidim of Reb Chaim. So Rabbi Chanan in Ksubis, Ois Yud Ches, has the following Chakira. What's the lumdus of Psik Resha? Is Psik Resha, because since it's inevitable, you can't say it's a Davar she'eino miskaven. Davar she'eino miskaven means I do A, and B may or may not happen. But if B will automatically happen every single time, so it's not shayich to call it a davar she'eino miskaven. Of course you have kavana. It happens every single time. Right? What do you mean you don't have kavana? It always happens. Of course you know it's going to happen. It always happens.
Could you have negative kavana?
You can have negative kavana, like in terms of doing mitzvahs and stuff. But in a situation that the shayla is whether there's going to be a result, negative kavana is not shayach to talk about, no?
Doesn't help.
Can't help. Negative kavana, oh, not shayach. So one mahalach of Rebbe Chanan is that psik resha removes the eino miskaven part of a davar she'eino miskaven. The second mahalach of Rebbe Chanan is that the yesod of davar she'eino miskaven is I have two separate things, pu'ula A and pu'ula B. Dragging the bench, digging a furrow. If I can't separate A from B, because every time I do A, B happens, so then it's not bichlal davar she'eino miskaven because it is oso maisa. It's the same action. I flip a switch. The lights go on. Can I say that there's pu'ula A and pu'ula B? Or do I say, no. That's how you turn on the lights. It's the same ma'isa. The ma'isa of turning on the lights is flipping the switch, no? The Maisa, this is a way of making a furrow. The way I make a furrow is I drag a very heavy bench and I'm making a furrow. It's the same Maisa. Right, so again, there are two Mahalchim within Rebbe Chanan about how to understand the din of psik resha, that it's chayiv ali bit Reb Shimon. One mahalach is that psik resha is chayiv because it's ke'ilu you have kavana. The actions are still separate actions. A and B are two separate pu'ulins. Dragging the heavy bench is viewed as a different maisa than digging a hole. But you have kavana for it. Approach two is saying no. Approach two is saying that it's a psik resha, and therefore digging a bench is a maisa of making a hole. You can't separate A from B. This is the chakira. Now, this chakira will be relevant for every single conversation that we have in psik resha, but I want you guys to try to plug it in over here to this Maharal. The Maharal of Prague says a yesod. The yesod is that I only apply psik resha when the chalos happens right now. Not when the chalos, not when the totsa'ah happens later. Is the Maharal working within approach A of Rebbe Chanan, the approach of Kavana? Or is he working within approach B of Rebbe Chanan, the approach of Maisa Echad versus Shnei Maisim? Who wants to plug it in?
The first one.
What?
The first
one. Tifaresh?
Because if it was... The fact that it happens later means it's a separate maisa.
Means that...
It's a separate action. Therefore,
it is a separate action.
And since we don't...
Do I have kavana for it?
Yeah.
If I have kavana for it, then I should still say psik resha is chayiv, even though it happens later. No?
Is
maybe.
Because either you have kavana for it, or and it's two separate actions, or it's one big action. But either way,
either way, it should be chayiv. So you're saying that the Maharal makes no sense according to both approaches of Rebbe Chanan.
I don't think I understand all enough.
Okay, so if I'd have a sharp...
I should bring one, not a sharp, like a sharp erase marker.
But approach one of Rebbe Chanan is saying that psik resha overcomes the limitation of anal miskaven. It's as if I have kavana. Since it's inevitable, it's as if I have kavana. That's approach A. Approach B is saying, no, it doesn't overcome the limitation of inay miskavein, but it's not bichlal, the normal davarshin miskavein, because I can't separate act A from act B. Chada maisa means it's all the same thing. There is no way to separate them.
But here you're saying you can separate them because it's happening later on.
Oh! So, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, Shlita, right? Unze Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Willig in the Sefer Am Mordechai on Shabbos. There are four volumes of Am Mordechai. Am Mordechai on Brachos, Am Mordechai on Shabbos, Am Mordechai on Seder Moed, and Am Mordechai on Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch. There are four volumes. He wrote the first one, I think, when his mother was Nifter, second one when his father was Nifter, third one when his father-in-law was Nifter, fourth one when his mother-in-law was Nifter. That's when he published the Svarim. After Moshe Rabbeinu, and after Rav Moshe Feinstein. Oh, right? That's Rabbi Willig. Gevalik. So Rabbi Willig, that's a good So Rabbi Willig, on page Kufayin and Dalet in his Sefer, says that he thinks that the Maharal is working with approach two in psik resha, that I can't say chad maisa if the result is later on. Because to say chad maisa, that means that they're happening together right now. It's all the same thing. But since the result is later on, right, so then I can't say chad maisa. And therefore, the Maharal is working with Rebbe Chanan approach two. That's Rabbi Willig's essay. It happens that if you look in my brand new friend, it's hard for me to make friends in life. Like, you have to write a good sefer for me to become your friend. So if you look at my friend, the Minchas Ariel, on Daf Kuf Chaf, he says the svar the way you were trying to say it, the opposite way. Quite honestly, I don't understand it. He wants to say the svar within the Kavana approach. And I think what he's saying is that I can only see it's, I have Kavana if it's happening right now. It's almost like you have a short attention span, right? So you can only have Kavana for what you're doing right now. If the Totsa is going to be later on, so I can't speak about the Kavana. I'm not convinced of that svara. Although, if you look in the Minchas Ariel, like you were Mechavan to Rabbi Willick, so if you look in the Minchas Ariel, he says, oh. So this is the first Nakuda. Again, so Rashi says it's Kilu Yav Kavana, and now we have three Mahalchim within Rashi. Approach one within Rashi is that if I don't have Kavana Lahatzmiach, so then it might not be classical Zomer because I'm going to do a pu'ula that might mess up the tree. Approach two that we said within Rashi has something to do with the Shi'ur. Approach three that we're suggesting in Rashi is the Maharal of Prague. But whatever approach, and we'll have an approach four in Rashi, I don't know if we'll be able to get to it today, but we'll have it shortly after. But whatever approach I take within Rashi, Rashi is trying to bavarn Taisus's kasha. Bavarn means to deflect, no? Taisus dirmatzel zomer v'tzarech la'etzim asks a kasha. Hey, what's Taisus's kasha? Who wants to fill me in? There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin.
Why in Sanhedrin is the guy outside of Fortnite?
Remember, the Gemara in Sanhedrin basically tells us that Reb Chiya bar Abba and Reb Shimon ben Yehud Tzadak are going to be Ma'aber Hashanah in a town called Asya. Right? Taisus has a problem. You can't be Ma'aber Hashanah outside of Eretz Yisrael. The answer is they're not really being Ma'aber Hashanah. They're going to do some mathematics about when to be Ma'aber Hashanah. It's like a little complicated math. And apparently they could concentrate better in Asya. That's where they're going to have their chavrusa to do the mathematics that went to be Ma'aber. And then what happens is they come and they see somebody who is doing malacha, and they say, obviously you're a kohen and you're violating the Isser Shemitah. Kohanim were nechshad on Shemitah, because Kohanim used to say that, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to benefit from Mitzvah Satzluyas Ba'aretz, something that other Jews can't do. I'm a Kayan, I could eat Truma. You can't eat Truma, I can eat. Any of you Kohanim? Okay, but I'm a Kayan, I could eat Truma. So therefore, if I'm a Kayan, I don't have to keep the Din of Shemitah. Hashem gives me an exemption, I'm a Kohen. Right? I'll tell a story. In my community, when I was the rabbi of the community, so one of the interesting things were that like the older generation were Orthodox, and most of their kids were non-Orthodox. Again, this was like the older people, the 90-year-olds, the people who I buried mostly. They were people who came to shul, like non-Orthodox Jews, but that was a time that people didn't send their kids to yeshivas as much. And their kids like came out, all the shivas that I did, the kids weren't from. So one time we have a shiva, and we're doing the minyan at home for the shiva, and the daughters of the nifter are there, and they say, we're not leaving for the minyan, because, you know, it's our house, we're not going to leave. So we say, listen, you know what, we're an Orthodox show, your father was Orthodox, like, you know, please step outside so that we could have the minyan. So like one of them said, I'm a Kohen. Which was, I was thinking about this just as I read this Gemara, that sometimes Kohanim feel that like they have certain liberties that they could take. So on Shemitah, the Kohanim felt that they had a liberty. So the Gemara says, you see this guy who is being Zaymer during Shemitah, and he said, and they say, oh, you must be a Kohen. So Taisus asks the Kasha, even if the guy could answer, La'ako beis habara nitzarech, that I don't need it for like the fruit or anything, I just need it to the beis habara is the oil press. they would put olives. You make oil out of olives. You put oil. You put olives in a press, and then you stomp on it. You have like a big piece of stone that they move around. Now, if you go in Eretz Yisrael, oftentimes you see like the old oil presses. They roll the stone around, but you don't want to lose the oil, so they have like a bag that catches the oil, and they tie it up with like a twine. That's the Akko Beis Chabad. So the guy says, I need Akko Beis Chabad. So for Ektoisis, even if it's Akko Beis Chabad, I need Tzarech. Aren't you going to be Chai Mishum Neiteya? So Tosis answers, no, you're not Chai Mishum Neiteya, because you're doing it in a way that it's miskalkel. No? You're doing it in a way that you're ruining the vine. Now, Lacha Ora, right, Tosis is giving us an ukimta. The ukimta means it's not pasha pshat. Rashi has an easier way out. Because for Rashi, you could say that you're only chayiv mishum neteya if that's your kavana. This guy doesn't have the kavana for it, right? Tosis is arguing on Rashi. Tosis has to come and say, you're messing it up. You're messing it up. It's mekalkel. That's what Tosis is saying. But Rashi is going to say, no. It doesn't have to be that you're mekalkel. Because so long as you don't have kavana for it to grow more, so you're not going to be chayiv, I'll leave it to Rashi.
Even when Rashi, if the tzotzah is that it grows more, you're not chayiv?
You're not chayiv unless that's your kavana. This is precisely the kasha that we began with. I shouldn't you be chayiv even without kavana, out psik resha. So me'ezah sibashahi, we have three mahalchim while you're not chayiv, out psik resha. But no matter what I say, Rashi is answering Tosis's kasha. No matter what I say, Rashi is, and this is the Yiddish word, bavorning. Right? Rashi, with his comment, is bavorning Tosis's kasha. This gentleman is, right, sometimes I distinguish, like we spoke about, between Emes and Yofeh. No? We spoke about this? This is both Emes and Yofeh, in my opinion. This is Geschmack, and I think it's actually true. Okay, Chefer? Okay, I gotta go. Mirza Hashem will continue here tomorrow. This next Taisus, Vitzarech La'etzim, there's gonna be a lot to say on it. And I'll try to give some more Maramakomas on this next Taisus tomorrow, Bezos Hashem.